Letters to Daniel, Volume 5, Letter 413, And From Pain to Pain, We Grow. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2015, in the 11th month, on the 8th day of the 11th month.
Dan, Monday, 2 November 2015, 7 a.m. For 3 days this last week I had severe pain spikes. One of the pains is something I have had before. This feels as though someone has an ice pick and is probing and irritating a certain nerve deep inside my right hip area. I also was experiencing spasms in my lower back muscles. This is the same type of pain that caused me to quit my job at G2 in May of 2000. While I have had these pains before, this time it was costing me sleep, since it was happening right at bedtime. I had to get to sleep so I could get to work the next day. So I had no choice but to invade the next day's Vicodin supply. Right now I am prescribed 3 pills per day, and had taken the third pill when I laid down to eat dinner. But after I ate and was trying to get to sleep, the pain spike began to manifest. This pain spike was occurring while I was laying in bed, eating dinner, and watching TV. My angels sit behind me on the bed, leaning up against the wall. Jesus, when he is there, sits on a laundry hamper. In hopes of having the pain abated, I asked Jesus to put his finger on where it hurt. In response, he asked Angel Gabriel to do that for him, and the next thing I know I am rolling over to my iPad and looking up the website for the Issaquah Healing Rooms. Then over the weekend, I sent them an email requesting an appointment. So, I hope I can get some prayer, and that this will result in at least a temporary reduction in pain until the time comes for my miraculous healing back to OEM spec. Saturday, 7 November 2015, 6 a.m. I visited the healing room this last Thursday on my way to work. At this time it is being held in a small church building in Issaquah that used to be called Bethel Chapel. I shared with the prayer partners that I had lower back pain, and that led to a short discussion on how it came about. I also shared the OTD site with them. They prayed for a reduction in pain, and I said, thank you, and left. I actually didn't expect anything to happen right then because I already know the cause of most of the pain, and when it will end. Yet the Lord wanted both the prayer and the meeting. I think I will return for more prayer. And I did get to meet Peggy, the director, and Stan, her assistant. They were the ones who prayed for me. But what was just as important is that I got a picture of the stage. Why? Because it was in that very building, up on a different stage but in the same location, that, when I was 12 years old, I played my first electric guitar and sang my first worship song in public to a room full of other youths from other church youth groups. The song was, Pass It On. Footnote. OEM spec. Original equipment of manufacturer specifications. P.S. I saw my doctor earlier this past week, and he upped my daily Vicodin dosage to 4 caplets per day. Praise God. Also, so far the deep nerve pain has stopped. Let's hope it stays that way. Thank you, Jesus and Gabriel. Amen. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.